Depending on the weather, Whitstable's estuary waters could so often take on a dull, pewter-like hue, or even a sepia-brown tone after the shell-encrusted mudflats of the coastal bed were disturbed by heavy winds. But on this fine August morning, Pearl Nolan found herself staring out at a calm sea of cobalt blue. She allowed her gaze to linger on the scene, framed by the square of window in the beach hut in her garden that she used as her office for Nolan's detective agency. How she wished she was outside on the pebbled beach itself, hearing the waves washing up on the shore, instead of having to listen to the pompous drone of Councillor Peter Radcliffe's voice blathering on behind her. "Excuse me," she said quickly, having heard quite enough. "I think we could do with a bit of fresh air, don't you?" She moved to open the window and allowed the soft tinkle of a small set of wind chimes to enter the room on the sea air. Then she took a deep breath, closed her eyes, and imagined for a moment that she was sailing her dinghy out on the rising tide with the warm breeze flowing through her long dark hair, free of all cares. At this time of year, an early morning swim or sail before the crowds gathered to the magnetic pull of Whitstable's shore was always a welcome pleasure. But Pearl knew that both would have to wait. Radcliffe, or Ratty, as he was known to most of his constituents, a nickname acquired from the toupee the councillor wore, which looked like something wild animals had fought over, had managed to extend his appointment beyond the usual time allotted, and Pearl now recognised that if she failed to take control of this meeting, she would be late for opening her high street restaurant, the Whitstable Pearl. She turned to see Radcliffe using a handkerchief to dab beads of sweat emerging from his toupee, and she couldn't help wondering what his wife, Hilary, seated beside him, could possibly find attractive in her husband. Other than Radcliffe's status and perhaps his recent purchase of the historic home they now shared. The old captain's house was a fine piece of Georgian architecture, situated in the heart of the town near the harbour. White-walled and sporting mullion windows, it had gained its name from a series of maritime owners, including one with connections to the deep-sea diving industry that Whitstable had pioneered in the 19th century after a local man had invented the diving helmet. That fact went largely uncommemorated, save for a few artefacts in the local museum and the naming of a street of dwellings as Dollar Row, after it had been built with the proceeds of a salvage operation of a ship full of silver dollars. But the old captain's house stood as a reminder of that era, while providing a suitable residence for Councillor Radcliffe, from which he enjoyed lording it over this little North Kent fishing town that was most famous for its native oysters.